So here we are with the magnificent angelica, or Dong Quai. This plant is primarily known as a sort of fertility tonic and a general overall tonic. As you can see, it's very strong. From the color of its reddish hue, it's not surprising it's also a blood builder. It's used in cases of anemia, and it's in cases of hair loss or dizziness, tinnitus, heart palpitations. When we're talking about in other areas in this film, we're talking about the importance of agni or digestive function. In Ayurveda, the sexual energy or jing energy in Chinese or in Taoist traditions, in Ayurveda is referred to as ojas. Now ojas transforms into agni energy, and agni energy transforms from there into Shen energy. So it goes from sort of sexual energy to pure qi, and then it gets transformed into consciousness. So when we're working with sexual tonics, we're not just looking to stimulate. Like for men, for example, there's other herbs out there, like Damiana is a yang tonic, or there's horny goatweed, for example, Mirapama, Yohimbe, they're all incredible. But really, from a holistic perspective, what you're trying to do is nurture the body. And you don't want to overdo it. So when you're talking about nurturing the body, and when I say overdo it, I mean use that energy up right away. Examples of tonics would be like for men and women, ashwagandha. Though ashwagandha is an Indian herb, it's usually used for male in India and around the world now. But it can also be used for females. So it's a tonic for the adrenals, it's a tonic for the thyroid. Overall nurturing for the body. Health will equate to sexual energy and vibrancy. So we need to embrace that as part of a holistic program. Another commonly known one is Siberian ginseng. This is known to increase the performance of athletes, increase immune function. All of these things are tied together. You know, there's studies out of Russia where, you know, workers can get a lot more done in the day. They can function sharper on a mental level. All of this can be traced back to a certain jing or ojas energy in the body. But the important thing to remember when we're talking about these tonics is the point is not just to increase the sexuality sort of urge, but to actually use that within the nervous system to keep the body healthy, keep the immune system functioning well. When we're talking about hormonal balancers for females, Dong Quai would be used alongside other herbs like chasteberry berry or Vitex, which is an incredible hormone balancer. Women can also use red clover, which I speak about commonly and use commonly. We can also use this alongside maca. Now, maca is known as a Peruvian ginseng, and they give it to young couples to increase their fertility. Again, it's a root, it's a tonic, it's full of nourishment. But if we're going to talk about a holistic system of healing, we embrace the sexual energy, but we also use that for vitality and qi in the body, moving it with breath and exercise, and ideally bringing it up to the brain and having it sort of bloom. In this case, you see angelica, very strong stalk, very strong body, very strong root, which is usually what's used for the medicine, is the root. But then look at the flowers. Look how many seeds they are, and look at the sort of message of it. It's a very expansive herb. It's very good for consciousness. And if you even think about the name angelica, what that might mean. Although this herb is also known around the world as Dong Quai and Dang Gui. So we're talking about blood tonics, we're talking about fertility, we're talking about sexual energy. But in an Eastern system of healing, to increase sexual urge can actually lead to more dis-ease if it's going in a direction of lust. Because lust and greed are very similar. And when they talk about that in Tibetan medicine, the three main causes of disease, dis-ease, are greed, hatred, and ignorance. So that might sound like, well, what does that have to do with the body? But all of those equate to feelings and energy in the body, affecting the whole body, just like any type of stress or emotion affects the body. So when we're talking about sexual tonics, the ideal place to take that energy to a place of love, devotion, and bliss. And so these tonics are often used alongside like oils like sandalwood or rose, for example. So even in pregnancy tonics for people who can't conceive, you'll often see them used alongside herbs or essences, essential oils like sandalwood, like rose, things that are very sattvic, very, very sweet. They bring that sexual energy up into the heart. From there, from that sort of chi center, that prana center, that vital energy and that sort of softness, that bliss energy, it can come up into the brain, and we can have transcendent awareness experiences that are very healing, not just for the individual, but for the whole planet. And so this is where we take a magic bullet question, how do I get pregnant or how do I increase my libido, and we understand it more holistically, and we can see the potential, not just for libido, but to other levels of experience as well. So the desire to merge on the physical level can be transformed to the desire to merge on the heart level, which can be the desire to merge on the divine level as well. And Angelica is an incredible representation of a holistic plant that has all of those qualities.